You're listening to www.peoplesinternetradio.com, seeking solutions.
All right, welcome everyone to another Tuesday afternoon in America, and Tuesday morning where my guest is, and Tuesday evening in Scotland, Ireland, elsewhere in the EU. This is Stephen Roberts, and the show is Cancel Look Ball on Tuesdays, as always. Supposedly it's the July 6th, 2021, depending on which control mechanism you want to go by, which calendar, whose calendar is supposed to be correct or whatever. But I want to welcome back a guest I haven't had on in probably about 5 years, I think. Maybe even longer, I don't know. It's been a while since I've had him on, but he used to go by K.R. Hunt, but it's just Ken Hunt or Kenneth Hunt. So I want to welcome you back to the show, Ken.
Well, to my friends, I'm also Wind Dancer, but call me what you want. Just call me.
Just don't call you late for dinner?
That's right.
Well, I know we're going to talk about Bitcoin, aren't we?
Well, we're going to talk about Bitcoin, but only as a vehicle to what the vision I've been given. And some of your guests or some of your listeners might get turned off when I make references to the spirit, the God I am. Hopefully you'll look past that and see what this can do for you.
Okay. Well, let's hear about this vision.
Okay. Well, the vision is something I've been doing all my life, or wanting all my life, and realized until I just about died, because I was on a death wish until a few weeks ago, that this is what I've always wanted, just didn't have the tools. Maybe got sidetracked in too much conspiracy. Not that I don't believe in the philosophy that people that say it's not true, they just don't know enough. But I'm focusing on the positive now.
Okay.
I will continue. All right. Do you have a question or anything?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try and do this in 10-second sound bites, so that, you know, in the past, when I've been on your show, I get passionate, I get excited, and I think sometimes you don't even think you can interrupt me. So, well, anything you want to ask me now?
Okay. No, sometimes it's hard. I know you're hard of hearing. You said you have a hearing aid on.
Well, I'm trying to do a better job, because I know for most people, we can only take about 10 minutes, but we can only take about 10 seconds at a time before our mind starts to wander. So I'll try and do this in kind of a picture form. Most people that volunteer their time, energy, and finances, I believe, are good people. Do you think that's true?
Certainly.
Okay. And I've been involved in clubs, community clubs, ever since I was 18. And so I've put a lot of time and money and energy. And my partner, common law wife, she became the first woman president of the Waiakea Lions here on the Big Island of Hawaii and Hilo. And I've been volunteering with them, but I've never have liked the idea that I have to also pay for a uniform, medals, a yearly membership. And that may be really small-minded on my part, but I think that might be why as the population of the world has grown, the number of people involved in volunteer activities, as far as Lions, JCs, Rotary, they've diminished. So I started asking my spirit, what can I do about that? And the spirit, which sounds a lot like my mom, said, Kenny, you already know that answer. And I find when you're dealing with the spirit, answers given are often in riddles, and that can be very frustrating. But I have gone in about 2 weeks of ready to die and not fully realizing yet to I've been given the energy in some ways that I had when I was in college, but collectively in this 69-year-old body in 20 days, collectively as if I was 30 years younger. So I kind of took note of that. And the more I continued to give and hear and listen and grow, I developed what I think is a fantastic plan. But all plans, no matter how good they are, in this world that we live in the fiat control money for the benefit of very few, it's hard to put together the necessary capital. You can have the greatest dreams, but without the capital, it usually perishes. For most of us, I'm not saying for all of us. And that's a whole other story to get into of, well, why does it perish? But I want to stick with what I want to share about the crypto coin. When I first started talking to you, Stephen, I told you that I would only give out the name of the coin when you signed a pledge form. Well, I realized that was out of my lack mentality, my not really believing what the spirit had already told me and confirmed to me. So I want to tell you now, folks, whether you honor the pledge, whether you honor Stephen, who receives part of the pledge for all the good things that he has done in his life, the coin to invest in. Do your homework, but invest in it now. Is Shiba, S-H-I-B-A. And it is so cheap that if you invest $20 in your dream, not my dream, your dream, that if I told you it was going to be worth $2 million in 5 years, you might say, yeah, maybe. But what if I said it was going to be worth that in 6 months? You'd probably say, well, you're crazy. But I got to tell you something. Do what you want. Believe what you want. You will not destroy my vision, because I am going full steam ahead with what is behind that coin. I could care less about crypto coin, except I do believe it is what is replacing the Rothschild control management group that controls virtually 97% of all the nation's currency. But that is changing very quickly. I'm going to pause, Steve, and I want to see if you have any questions.
Well, not really a question, but a statement. I guess a question first, yes. Is this pretty much a multi-level marketing system? I'm thinking it is, because most everybody else is telling me that they are multi-level marketing.
Well, I wouldn't call it that. I think part of the challenge is, do I make money by what you do? That would be multi-level, okay? Which honestly is not a bad way. It's just that there's so many crooks that have programs that, you know, they don't work usually. Whether that's because they're attacked by dark energies, or they're attacked by government, or the real controllers of the world, which we know is not the government. They're just the little pieces that play the game. But I would say it's not, and I'll tell you why, mainly. I have invested my own money in this, and the money that I have invested, while I have been confirmed by the Spirit, I don't need anybody's money. I'm only sharing this because I want everyone who's willing to trust in themselves a little bit, I want them to be able to have their dreams. You know, most people, because of how the programming has been done, making $1 million or having $1 million, wow, that seems like a lot of money until you have $1 million. And I've had $1 million. I had a couple $1 million. And it never seemed like enough. But I wasn't doing it for that reason, and I'm not doing it for this. I can tell you this. With what I have invested, me and my partner, as of the day, the $150 million that I have earmarked to give away, I still have three times that amount of money. So I'm looking for people that have dreams. I'm looking for people that want to help people. That is really what this is all about. And I know talking to volunteers that gives time, money, and energy, that will resonate with them. And it is. I've already got people that I respect as volunteers that says, wow, this is what we've been talking about. And I said, yeah, for a couple of years. But now it is a reality. You may say, well, reality is when it's brick and mortar in front of me. And that is part of the problem, Stephen. Most people don't know how to create first in the spirit world and bring it over. And they don't because they're intentionally trained not to, by the churches, by the schools, by the power brokers. It's the same reason that you aren't supposed to take acid. Yes, I took a lot of acids. For some of you might think that, well, that explains this weirdo. But I don't care what you think because my vision has nothing to do with any of you unless you want to be part of mine, and you can be part of mine with absolutely not one penny. Stephen, I don't know if you want to tell them what I pledged to you or if you want me to say it, but that's up to you.
No, you
can
mention.
Would you like me to share that?
Sure.
Okay. I asked Stephen, just like I would ask every one of you if I had the opportunity and the fortunate ability to meet you, I would ask you what I asked Stephen's. I know what his dream was the last time I was on the show. I kind of thought it would be the same dream. But other realities have come in, which I believe will change because Stephen is going to do great things in this world. Because part of his dream is still there. His dream 5 years ago was to have like three or four or more shows in different time zones so he could attract bigger and bigger audiences. And I thought he would want that same dream. But what happens is that our dreams die as we get older and we feel like they're not going to happen. So Stephen told me all he wanted to do at this point in time is that he wanted to be a hermit in the woods somewhere in Michigan where he might have enough money and enough strength to build his own cabin.
Well, I'm not concerned about the money anymore. I'll just go out where there is nobody else and take a little piece of land and squat on it, if you will.
Well, that's fine too. But my pledge to Stephen is that do you want to live in Niles? And he's kind of indicated yes, but he doesn't want to build anything that he has to have government approval. And I understand where Stephen's coming from. Hell, I feel the same way. Oops, excuse me. Watch my language. But I feel the same way. But I had to get past certain things because sometimes our stinking thinking is exactly what the system wants us to develop. That's how they control us, my opinion. Ben Franklin, 250 years ago, thereabout, he made a statement. Now, I think we would all agree that Ben Franklin was part of the Illuminati, as we would call it back in those days. But his statement still is as true today as it was then. He said, most people die at 35. It just takes them another 30 years to be buried. Well, as far as I'm concerned, most people still die at 35. The problem is, it takes them another 10 to 20 years to get buried. I am reaching out to people that wants to embrace what they had in a dream, even if it was just to have the sex with all the women they could when they were 18, and if that's their dream now, so be it. Not my dream for them. But I know there's good people everywhere. I know Steve is a great person. We are brothers on levels that, you know, if I share, it might freak him out, it might freak your audience out. But we've been on this earth before. We've been all over this universe. And me and Steve, without knowing what that connection is, we were here at this point in time because of the event that we're going to bring in, and also because of what I consider not end times, like so many, quote, so-called Christians, but the new age, the new era that happens twice in every astrological 24,000-year cycle. Now, you don't have to believe all that cobbly goop, just like most people don't believe anything you say about conspiracy. Oh, you're just crazy, whatever. I know that's not true, but I want to get beyond that. I want to break that matrix, and right now, it's money that breaks the matrix. And maybe it's the evil of the world. But if you have a love of money, yes. But if you have a love of people, if you understand, if you're a Christian or call yourself something of that nature, or me, I'm simply a spiritualist that knows a lot about religion, a lot about different religions that have experienced many different traditions. But to me, it is about building up the kingdom of God. Call God whatever you want. It does not matter. But it's understanding. We find ourselves when we connect with the other parts of ourselves. And we are spirit inside of a physical body. And those that want to control that, that is what they have done. I will take a pause again, Stephen, because I know I didn't answer your question exactly. But I want you to respond if you want. Otherwise, I will be more succinct in telling people what your dream is and what I pledge.
Well, my dream, what you mentioned there, it wasn't really what I was thinking of last time we talked, last time we did something about whatever the multi-level marketing thing was the last time. It was more or less I wanted to build homes for the homeless. And, you know, that's still a dream. As far as being on more than one station, I'm on four stations right now, though, Ken, all over the world.
Okay. I didn't know that. You never shared that with me, I don't think, or my ears did not hear it, one of the two. I am so happy that is the case. And your dream is on my club dream here in my personal club here in Hilo. But mine might be a little more expanded, but I think when you hear it, you'll probably want to expand yours a little more too. Because why don't you want to, I believe the way to help the homeless is that it has to be a multi approach. You've got to go through and you really have to determine where they're at, why they are. If there are some that are homeless because they were let out of crazy homes in the 1970s in the Mission. and never should have been taken out of the crazy home. Not that they were crazy, but that they couldn't take care of themselves because of all the bull turkey that some of the homes provided. And that's why I worked to close down those places back in the 70s. But I didn't know that they were going to do what they did, just put them out on the street. Totally wrong. I feel very guilty about that. So I'm overcoming my guilt because of what I'm doing. And you're on the same page. But would it be easier to build homes faster, more efficient, less costly, buy the land to make sure that people could have their own land, give them the land, build houses using three D printers? Wouldn't that be a better way to go?
Well, that goes hand in hand with what I'm thinking.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, if you read my vision, which is really only the vision of all the people that mean something to me and all the people I've never met that really want to make a positive difference in the world and realize money of some form has to be available. So how do you do it in a positive, loving way? And so I have a way to reach out to the volunteers that wants to make a difference and don't want to pay money to have to do that, and have most of it go to the international organizations, to be honest. 70% of local dues of one club goes upward. My club, which is called, was called Divine Capitalists, but boy, Divine turned off people, Capitalists turned off people. Had a long conversation with the Spirit, and now it's called Destiny Helpers, a better name, I think. But the bottom line is, the people that really want to change the world, who wants to get rid of money, who wants to grow organic food, who wants to eliminate government, who wants to end war, who wants to clean the air and the water, who wants to restore things, they are not, collectively speaking, people that are religious because they've been so turned off by the lies and deceptions of the controllers of religion. That's my opinion. You might agree, you might not. So your dream has expanded. I want your dream to become like my dream. Now that it's expanded, I'm facing a dilemma right now of putting down on paper how I'm going to spend an additional $300 billion dollars. And as of this week, always speak in the positive. Don't speak what you don't want. As of this week, the investment that we have put in our dream that gives us $500 million, it goes to $1 billion. But I've already been told, because I do what the Spirit says to me, and I believe it to be true, I've already been told that if I touch the heart of my aunt, who, by the way, is John L. Hunt, she was one of the co-creators of J.B. Hunt Transportation. She's worth $3.5 billion. After I first was led to go ask for $1 billion from her, which I won't go into why or anything else, then the Spirit says you don't need it. And the Spirit said, ask her for such a small amount to her that she will readily agree to it. So I'm asking for only, by her way of looking at it, $1 million. Now, what does $1 million do at the current value of Sheba? It gives me $500 billion. Now, my biggest problem is making sure that I find people that have dreams that really want to make a difference, even if it's just to grow on the food on their own land. Or it's a commune, or it's an intentional community. So to me, I'm desperate to be able to spend the money that's been given to me. And I know how crazy that all sounds, but It is my truth. It is what I'm willing to die for. It is what I may die for. But death has no dominion. And all of the negative energies, provided you don't go into the wrong light, the one that you're falsely taught, go talk to your relatives, your wife, your mother, avoid that, and you won't come back under the control of whatever is behind the Illuminati. Whatever the dark energies are, they won't affect you. So I'm not going to be going to heaven to say hi to my mom and all that. I'm coming back, spending my next 1,000 years, as the Bible says, that I'm going to be doing what we said we were going to do when we said we were became Christians. And no, if you're not a Christian, you may not know what that is, but it really is just faith. It is faith. And knowing how to pray the right way and those kind of things. Stop sabotaging our dreams. Stop dying before our body gives it up, the spirit. And I'm back to, tell me, Stephen, has your dream gotten bigger?
No, not really. It still stayed the same.
Okay.
I do want to be out.
Okay. All right.
I do want to be out on some land with a cabin, be off the grid, be self-sufficient.
Right.
That's always been the plan for the last 12 years that I've played.
Right. But you still want to build shelters. You want to help the homeless, because that's the greatest reflection of the shortness of mankind here in America and the world, to be honest. Our homeless here are far better than homeless around the world. I'm sure you know that.
Certainly they are.
Yeah, but we have more, and where more is given, more is required. But it has to come from the heart. Government only creates the problem. It doesn't solve the problem. Would you agree, Stephen?
Now, government is the problem.
That is exactly right. I have in my plans that I've already fleshed out, I'm taking steps. And in the big of $500 billion, there's not going to be a government, anything like what we have. But I won't go into that because, you know, it doesn't matter right now. You got to learn how to crawl before you can walk. And then there's a big jump to go from a walk to becoming a major runner. And if you've ever run, you know what I'm talking about. I ran the mile back in high school. I ran it under 5 minutes. But that wasn't the 4.27, if I remember, of the man that eventually broke it, the 4 mile run, which of course now is down to, I don't know, what, three minutes and 22 seconds or something?
Like the 330s or something.
Yeah, something like that. And no one thought the 4 minute would be broken. I was amazed I could run it in 5. I was one of the fastest runners in Brandywine. But I wasn't the fastest. I was probably the top 5. Back then, or either my old mind is delusional, but that's what I recall. And I know the races that I used to do for little ribbons before we had track and all that stuff, I was usually in the second or third place. I ran like a gazelle in my mind. But no, I'm lucky to walk now. And I thank the Lord every day that I am able to be as strong and as good and as powerful as I am. Because I also know what it can be when you can't walk at all. So dreams is what keep us alive and give us purpose. And most people have a dream, but they never put it on a plan. They never write it down. Well, my program is designed that I will commit to your dream for up to $1 million. You, I'd probably agree to $10 million. Because I want to know what you're going to do with that $10 million. I'm not going to give you $10 million right off the bat. You got to put something in writing so you start creating it. And you have to create it in your mind first before you materialize it. That may all sound funny.
Well, first of all,
I really study. Go ahead.
First of all, I would definitely want to get the schematics for the Rife machine. That device that heals everything, cures everything that there is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have a book on it. I know. I have a source of that, I think. The real source of that, if it's correct, which I have a problem with because he obviously or she does not know what was behind the right invention and what the doctor was all about, what he suffered for his invention, and why it never was allowed to be. But there are actually other machines out there now that are not right, but they're based on the same thing. And I plan to have in every one of the communities that I fund, we are going to have state-of-the-art health stuff. And there's all kinds of stuff out there. And we could spend millions of dollars making sure those are there, and I want them there. Then we don't need what we think are doctors. Never was. You know who started the medical association? I know you know it. You know it was Mr. Rockefeller.
As the Rockefeller Foundation.
The AMA.
And it was Rockefeller, Morgan, and another one, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't necessarily think it was a bad thing. That's where some people think that everything done by someone rich was a bad thing.
No, but that was, though.
I don't think they fully understood it.
But that was, though.
Well, I'm not questioning that. I'm not questioning that. But on the other hand, it was a lot better than having bloodletting of Abraham Lincoln. Now, you may disagree. I know bloodletting has a purpose, too. But I believe in herbs. I believe that you don't have operation unless it's absolutely the last choice, and that's not what hospitals are about anymore. But we can change that, and it is changing. See, the more you focus on the problem, the more people get sick that are caring, such as yourself. It sounds good to talk about all the problems, and yes, it sounds good to read the truth, and yes, I agree with that. But in some ways, focus on what you want it to be. Put the energy on that. Take my money, which is not money, which belongs to the Lord. Spend it wisely or deal with it accordingly. But do what I ask or don't do what I ask, because, yes, I decide when the purse strings cut off. You know, if your dream is to have all the sex you want, as I said, that is your dream. Fund it. $20 will probably fund all the sex that you want. But if you want to do something that I consider a lot more loftier, then you look at what your problems are in your community. I don't know what Niles does with its trash, but I have a feeling it goes into a landfill. That's a question.
Certainly it does.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how much of that trash, based on technology that exists today, would not have to go in that landfill, could actually create an income stream by the people I know that knows it by doing it, 90%.
A lot more than that.
Do we really want to keep? I'm sorry?
A lot more than that, I suspect.
Well, I do too. I'm just saying based on what I know now. Now, what am I going to do about that? Well, to be honest, the vision says the first thing you're going to do, you're going to do something that no one else is doing, and that's going to get people thinking. In Hawaii, all of our tires, best of my knowledge, none of them are put in the landfill. They used to, but they don't have any room. And they get shipped back for a fee back to the mainland, where I don't know what happens to them. Most likely they get shredded, you know, that kind of stuff. Most tires get shredded. My self-contained canister that I've researched, already know the cost of one of them, the most expensive, because that's the way to start, I think. We are going to take all tires on all the islands of Hawaii, and we're going to turn them into oil. And that's what this process does. And it's being done all over the world. Nowhere in the United States right now. But it will be, because I will put it in 100 cities. You know, that spends a little more of my money. But more importantly, the return is being all the landfills that we do this. The counties, the city, they're going to give us the land that they have. And we're going to take over the dumps. And we're going to start burning it that we cannot recycle. It will be burned in totally closed systems with no toxic release at all. Where we'll even collect the gas and sell the gas. Because that's what we have to do if we love the earth, in my opinion. So, yeah, you might want to do that. And, yes, I'll give it one to Niles. You can run it. You can have someone else run it. I don't care. Because, to me, Niles is how I got my start. That's my foundation. I haven't even thought about the city. If it wasn't for the library, I wouldn't be as smart as I am today, which is both good and bad. And I'll rest my mouth again.
rest your mouth again, huh? Rest your voice?
Well, both.
You know what? You told me, or you said earlier, that you don't even need my money or anyone's money.
Not for my dream.
Okay.
That's why I told you and your audience, without any condition, I told you where I would invest. I told you I have $4,000 of my money in it, and that's about 90% of what I have. I have a reserve. I'll take that back. Outside of my 3 months reserve, I have maybe another 10%. Now, yes, if you honor the pledge, you will give my club 10% of your gain, and you do it at the beginning. But I'm never going to ask you to do it. At this point forward, I don't care. If you really want to have your dream, you have to honor things. We have a shortage of honor in this world. But the reason I tithe most of my life, I always thought, do I really think I could do more with my money than what I thought God could? And the answer always came back, no, not really. But does that mean I tithe? No. I thought about it all the time, and I did it quite a bit. What did I do it then? Am I doing it now? Yes, yes, and more. I'm also tithing myself. I'm only going to have for personal use 10% of whatever the Lord trusts me with. And yes, I've been spending that because I had to create a plan for myself on the first $50 million. So they gave me $5 million. They gave me $5 million to God. He'll tell me what to do with it, except I've already been told what to do with it. That's why you're included, Steve. That's why all my high school classmates are included. That's why everyone I've really had any contact with all my life in different stages of my life are included. And in about 2 days, you can see that pledge list on the new website. Because when you make pledges and you don't keep them, in my opinion, you only bring harm to yourself. You allow the dark forces to come into your life, and they start to suck the life out of you. I am 40 years old again, or 18. How many 69-year-olds are stupid enough, if you don't have a faith behind it, that would, in the last 15 days, had been up at least 30-some hours working, praying, pledging on what I've been given? I haven't had those kind of crazy days since I was in college. And I don't want them. And the last one, which I won't share, unless somebody ever wants to know, I almost killed me, but it was because of the pledge I made to my wife. She's not on paper. I don't believe the government can give that. And I know they can't give that. I know what a marriage is, biblically speaking. But I also know that I love her so much because she's never been married and she doesn't understand the negative part about that. And we don't have any chance of having children. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't want any children at my age, but that can change. And she's hitting 50, so her time of having children and the way we normally look at things is coming to an end, too. So, no, I don't need your money. No, you don't have to honor your pledge. May God bless you. May God protect you. May God guide you, however that word God means to you or does not mean. Because whether you know it or not, I know it. That's why I'm laying down my life, knowing that whatever happens, I have finally done what the Bible told me and I learned when I was 8 years old and have never acted on it until now. But that's me. Whatever you do, that's you. The sad reality, as I said, at this point in time, it is the non-believers that want to change the world. I don't care because they're actually doing God's plan, even though they don't fully understand it. So I'll do anything as long as they understand how they have to do it. I'd be a fool to give you $1 million with no idea of what you're going to do with it. Wouldn't you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. But if I give it to you freely, it's because I know what you're going to do with that. Did I know that your dream was going to be bigger again? Yeah, it already was. It was being blocked by crap, unfortunately, how so many multi-levels have abused. And yes, the last two things you got involved, well, you could call them multi-level, but quite honestly, so is corporation. You have the ones that have the capital. You have the management that thinks they're going to have the capital. And you have the workers that do the work. You have to have all three. In the new companies that we will be creating, for those that want to work, for those that find a value, they will be like Germany. All three will have the rewards. And they will have the responsibility of the consequences. It won't be where we blame each other. Well, the workers didn't work hard enough. They didn't meet the quota. Oh, management is rude. The crew, they try to have sex with me. Oh, all the corporate guys are just rich people that don't care about anything. I got news for you. None of that is true. There are good people trying to make it, trying to do the best they can. Let's stop putting those labels out. The dark energy is disappearing from this earth. It looks like it is at the worst before there is the clearing of the clouds or the diamonds are found if he just went ahead and spent another 30 minutes picking at that coal. Now, that's what I believe. That is what I'm offering. That is what I'm giving. The vehicle does not matter. The heart is all that matters. And I trust the Heavenly Father, as I define my Creator, that I am one with at a higher level, that enough people will see this, that I know enough people will see this, if it's not mine, but another person greater than I, that will restore what we once had on this earth, brought to us by aliens. I believe, you don't have to believe that, and not all aliens are the same either. And I can tell you things about me that, you know, I wouldn't tell to the audience because they already know I'm crazy. I'm saying search your heart. Go to the webpage, see your name on that pledge list. Let me know what you want. Tell me what your heart tells you. If it coincides with what I want, it's yours. But you're going to have a plan. You're going to have to work your plan. First thing you have to do, I'll give you $10,000, no strings. But I won't give you $100,000 without strings. And I will ask you, what will this $10,000 do for you? Quite honestly, and maybe you need to get out of debt. And that's fine, but tell me that. And I'm $50,000 in debt. If the debt was gone tomorrow, what would you do? Because you got to bring people along out of love. You know, do I blame the people for getting in debt? Well, yes and no, but it doesn't matter.
If I was out of debt tomorrow?
Don't hop on the bat.
If I was out of debt tomorrow? Are you asking
me? If I was out of debt tomorrow, I'm here.
Yeah. Well, if I was out of debt tomorrow, I would.
Are you out of debt?
No.
Okay. If I clear up all your debt, would you be willing to start tithing 10% to something?
Well,
even yourself?
I would want some sort of an income to do that, though. I mean, I could basically try to.
The point I'm making, you would try. That's all can be asked.
Mm-hmm.
If I gave you a job that you love, creating what I said in Niles, how much money would you need to where you felt that you could tithe? See, your needs are little. If I have such abundancy, why would I not want to give it to people I care about? I told you I love you. I have tears in my eyes when I say that. And I am not, don't think for 1 minute, folks, that I am a weak-kneed person. You do not want to get on my bad side. And I let my other side come out. Because I will eat you alive. I will take your skin off. I will kill all of your family. And that is not what I want to do. And I pledge and thank Heavenly Father, that side will never have to ever be done. But I can assure you, you kill my wife, you will feel that wrath. Because there's only so many things that I... Kill me? That's your business. Kill my wife? No. You don't have the right to take her soul. I don't care if she is half owner of this dream. It's my dream that I shared with her first. Share your dream to people you care about, but expect them to laugh in your face. But know you have one friend. If your dream touches my heart, I will be there for you. And Stephen, I know what the Spirit tells why the earth is all screwed up. And boy, I'll tell you, it's a bitter pill to swallow. But there's also a part that says you can't be held liable for what you don't know. And the Bible says that very clearly. Most people don't know anything of any of the truth. Your group, you especially, Steve, you know huge level of the depth of all of the dark forces on this earth. But I haven't heard too many solutions. Education, yes. But education eventually has to build an army. We have an army. We have the funding of an army. We can make those changes that we only dreamed of.
People only need to be educated in one thing, in my opinion. How to be self-sufficient. How to gather clean water, grow nutritious food, and know how to say no to this beast.
That's right. That is exactly right. But in fairness, at some point, what you're talking about will be the norm. But before it becomes the norm, it has those seeds. It has to have seeds. If I was to be able to have the benefit or the opportunity to fund the dreams of enough people to where there are 100 healing centers, and I call them healing because how you heal is exactly what you just said. We have to teach them how to be self-sufficient, not be dependent on government. That was not that case 100 years ago, or very little. I'm sorry?
I probably told you several times in the past. You know, we don't, nobody needs money. Nobody really needs money at all.
I know that. But you have to get the masses, you have to get the tipping point that understands that. Crypto at least gets us out of, as much as possible, centralized currency that makes a very small group of people that we don't even know who they are by name, under the skies of the, you know, the so-called Federal Reserve, the IMF, and a bunch of other false organizations. But most of these people that I am talking to now that I've pledged funding, they want to do exactly what you want to do. But they have the same problem. Well, we have to do it without money. I say, good luck. Good luck.
Yeah.
Well, money's evil. No. My money's not evil.
Money's not evil, no. It's what people do with the money and how they get that money.
That is exactly right.
But I have to go now.
I don't want to live it. Go ahead.
I have to go here, Ken. Okay. I do need to go to the bathroom, and I do want to get, well, okay. I only scheduled you for an hour.
You want? Okay, well, it's not an hour yet, but if you need to go, I respect.
Well,
that.
I mean, it's.
Or do you want to?
It's about 2 minutes till the hour.
Oh, okay. I have 53 minutes from the time we started talking, but yeah, from the time that your show went on. Well, that's fine. Let me just say one thing. Please go to my website. Make a decision for yourself. It is
You can pass me the link and I'll pass it along.
Okay, I would do that. I will do that. I just want to say it. I have it right here. I apologize. It is just the destinyhelpers.com. It should be up tomorrow, but I'll be adding more stuff to it. Steve, I hope I piqued your interest. Folks, if any of you see this dream, Steve will be the recipient of what is pledged above what I have personally pledged to him. So I want you to keep that in mind. If you see your dream and you honor what I request, he will be a recipient as well. More importantly is how you can be a greater recipient. So take the time to read what I will be posting in the next few days. God loves you. God bless you. I love you. I bless you. We are all brothers and sisters. Let us treat each other in the kind, loving manner that we should. Thank you, Stephen.
All right.
From the bottom of my heart.
Thanks, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we'll be talking soon.
Great.
All right, everyone. I'll be right back in just about 3 or 4 minutes.